This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, this is Tanya Plibersek. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back. You are listening to Joy 94.9, Saturday Mag with Macca, and I am the co-host today. Yes. I'm Fiona, and we are welcoming into the studio the new federal member for Melbourne, Sarah Whitty. Welcome to the program, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
How does it feel?
I'm getting a lot of people coming up to me and asking me that question and being very excited about my win. And I respond to them with saying, I'm so glad you're excited, but no one is more excited than me.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. I'm very happy about it. And you know, this was, a surprise to a lot of people. I always felt that the seat would come back to Labor. Mm. I was surprised it actually happened at this election, but it's not just the strength of your campaign. It's actually, you know, the Labor vote, really, and Fiona touched on this earlier, even in the Senate vote, some of the right-wing ratbag voters actually put Labor as their second preference. So there was a real distaste, not just for the coalition, but also for the Greens in a number of seats.
It's interesting. A lot of people have asked me whether I thought it was a surprise. Mm. I didn't see it as a surprise because I know I was out talking with people.
Yeah.
And there was a real appetite for change. Mm. People were coming up to me and saying, you know, I voted this way for the last however many elections. I'm not doing it this time. I want to find out a little bit about you because I'm considering, you know, giving you my vote. And we had those conversations. So I know somebody who was very surprised, and we know that because I didn't see him out campaigning at all.
No.
But I was out talking to everybody and, you know, knew that we – you know, we had a real chance and we were doing the work and listening to everybody. So
yeah, and Sarah, I mean, I was on pre-poll with you a number of times and, you know, standing outside the North Melbourne pre-poll and Abbotsford pre-poll. And, yes, I didn't see the former member there at all. But, yeah, I sense that. You know, and it was hard to know, I think from my position, it was hard to know how that was going to end. But you could see the voter taking a much greater interest in Labor than I would have anticipated.
Yeah.
So yes, it was.
Yeah, we had
really
lots of great conversations. And if you talk about pre-poll, people were taking our how to votes and really looking at them, and you could see the workings of them, you know, having the real decisions at that time. So.
And you know, Fiona will agree with me on this. I know the only way you know someone is really telling you the truth about their voting intention is when they tell you they're not going to vote for you.
Yeah,
tell us your past before you were elected, and what made you put your hand up, for the punishing campaign, and now your life is going to be completely different.
Well, I haven't come up with any view to be a politician or any sort of political ambitions at all. I am a foster carer.
Yep.
And I've seen what differences changes can make in people's lives from being a child. And also I've raised money for social and affordable housing. I've been the CEO of the Nappy Collective, where we gave free nappies to families in crisis. So through my work and through my home life with being a foster carer, I knew that I wanted to do more and give more. And that just sort of, you know, stonewalled me into putting my hand up. And I was actually asked to run. I was considering it, but I stepped on the shoulder and said, would you mind? And I said, absolutely, I would love to. Mm-hmm. But it was really, for me, it's about seeing the disadvantage and knowing that the small things I've done in my professional life and my personal life has made some differences in people's lives. And I just wanted to continue on doing that. And that's what I'm going to enjoy doing the most, is talking with people and helping them with big and small issues, and you know, being a real advocate for people who haven't been heard in the past.
You're absolutely right, Sarah, and the work that you've done in that kind of early intervention, which is really catching someone before they fall, and whether that's in foster care or social housing or helping people out with nappies. Do you think that this is something that you will be able to push your party in? Because quite often we're constantly spending that money on the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff rather than that fence that you have been advocating for.
Well, all I know is people that have come into my life who are passionate about something, they're the ones that get the stuff done.
Yeah.
And I'm very passionate about helping children, about helping families, and about giving people real supports. So that passion will drive me and I won't be stopping. So, yes, I can do it.
and fighting words there, Sarah. Yeah. Great to hear.
And, you know, the seat of Melbourne has a very large LGBTQIA plus community. And in case you didn't know, Sarah, a new colleague of yours, Josh Burns, and Peter Khalil and Jed Kearney, they were able to make an election promise on behalf of Labor of $250,000 to Joy. So that commitment is there. In terms of my community in the city of Melbourne, and can you tell us about how you think or what you'd like to do to help my community in the city of Melbourne? There's a whole range of issues. We know religious freedom is coming up, and I'm not going to put you on the spot on that one. Mm. But equality and equity are really important. I see that in what you've done in the past. For my community, what are the opportunities you see?
Well, I think what I need to first do is continue to talking to your community. And my community, by the way,
yes.
I'm not queer, but I'm still in the community. But I will say, I come from a very large family, and the reason I tell you about my large family, my mum's one of 13, I've got so many cousins, I don't know the number, is in my family I have people from all walks of life. I've got some very far right, very far left, everyone in the middle. I've got Indigenous people from European settlements and all sorts of different blends of people. And because of that, I've always just had this real acceptance because we're all in this melting pot and we all love each other and we all spend some time together. So in the past, for example, when we were asked as a community to vote on things like marriage equality and the voice to parliament, I already knew the correct answer because I'd grown up and lived it as a part of my community in terms of my family. And I know that not everybody has that very wonderful experience, so there is some education that needs to be going around that. But so me in telling this sort of long-winded story is just to say that I will continue to talk to my family and the members of my family that are a part of the community, part of the queer community, and also then continue to talk to the greater queer community and finding out what they want. It's not my position to say, I'm going to tell you what you want. I'm going to find
out. I think that sounds like she was inviting herself onto the show.
More often.
I took that as a.
Well,
I would like to come on the show.
Fiona is going to be a co-host once a month. And Sarah, we'd like you to come on once a month and tell us about what's happening in the city of Melbourne and the seat of Melbourne. The seat of Melbourne, is a very, very diverse seat. And I'm really encouraged by where you've come from and what your goals are and what you want to achieve. And, the people of Melbourne deserve the sort of representation you're going to give them. Yes. So I thank you for that because it's actually going to make a difference. Someone with your experience and passion, I think, is going to make a difference.
Thank you for saying so.
Yep, I totally agree. And I think, when you talk about the Joy community and the LGBTIQ community, we're overrepresented in so many of those statistics around disadvantage, around mental health, around family violence, around discrimination, vilification, and et cetera. And there'll be many levers that federal government can take and can pull to improve those lives. So I suspect we will be all in your inbox making you know, healthy suggestions.
And sometimes it's just a matter of knowing what
That's
it
right.
is and, you know, listening to the people that are experiencing it, because if you don't know, you don't know. So, you know, and the only way you find out is by continuing the conversation. Yeah. So.
And I want to say, a listener said, oh, you know, money speaks for joy. It took us 33 years to get money from a federal government, right? We approached the coalition on a number of occasions, and they didn't even, they read and they met with me, they didn't even respond. So this is not cash for comment, right? We need support to survive as a radio station. The coalition didn't even want to engage with us. So the listener that said that, put your hand in your pocket. Okay.
I think it was a positive message, Mac, but there's another great positive one that's come in, Sarah, saying it's so great to hear about an MP speaking with her heart about foster care and housing. Yes. It's great we can get to know her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So
thank you.
Congratulations and welcome to Joy. We look forward to having you on once a month. And
I'm nodding. As
yeah, nodding, yes. And,
perfect for radio.
So for those playing at home, yeah.
Thank you again. It's, you know, it's great to see a person with real passion about the issues that not just matter to my community, but, you know, I'd like to get you back to talk some more about foster care. This is an issue, you know, we've talked about a lot in the past. I think you can give us an even better insight. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Fiona Patton. If you've got a question for Fiona, send it in. If you've got one for me, have a go. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.